You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
You are listening to World and Wars with me, Aditi Prasad. It's your daily dose of triumphs, tragedies, and untold stories of global conflicts. A special piece of technology which can turn normal bombs into smart bombs, capable of precisely hitting targets 60 kilometers away, even in areas where GPS is jacked during the day, at night, or even in bad weather. This is the explosive weaponry which the US has agreed to send to Israel amidst its war with Hamas in Gaza. Now, this comes amid growing concerns of the United Nations and even amidst Israel's allies about the rising number of civilian deaths in Gaza. Interestingly, the same weapons technology was used by the IAF, the Indian Air Force, in its surgical strike on terrorist camps in Pakistan's Balakot. That was February 2019. So can this technology make any difference in how Israel is attacking Gaza? Let's take a look. American media reported on the 6th of November that the Biden administration had approved a deal worth $320 million to give spice bomb technology to Israel. This comes after a deal for the same weapons worth $403 million. As part of the deal, Rafael USA will give the spice bomb tech to an Israeli company, which it is related to. So what is spice bomb technology? Now, SPICE stands for Smart, Precise, Impact, and Cost-Effective. Now, it is equipment which can be fitted on normal unguided bombs and turn them into highly accurate GPS-guided explosives. It consists of two pieces. One is fixed onto the front part of the bomb, and the second is fixed on the rear. It has a camera and also gliders to help navigate the bomb. Now, it also has a memory chip onto which soldiers can put information about the targets. When the bomb is fired, the spice chip reads the data that it has been given, matches it with what the camera is seeing, as well as other inputs like GPS, and hits the target with pinpoint accuracy. Interestingly, the same technology was used by the Indian Air Force when it hit terrorist camps in Pakistan after the Pulwama terror attack. The IAF installed the bombs on Mirage 2000 fighter jets. The spice tech was fitted onto penetrator warheads, which break through the roofs of buildings and then explode inside for maximum damage. Now, the spice bomb technology belongs to Rafael Advanced Defense Systems, a weapons company owned by the Israeli Defense Ministry. However, the parts are also made by its subsidiaries in many parts of the world, including India. The SPICE 2000 bomb parts used by the Indian Air Force in 2019 were made by Kalyani Rafael in Hyderabad. The latest US-Israel deal seems to be a similar arrangement. But how will it change Israel's tactics in Gaza? According to the New York Times, the American government cleared the deal on the 31st of October. The same day, Israeli forces heavily bombarded the Jabalia refugee camp in Gaza. Dozens of people were killed in the airstrike, according to Palestinian officials and also respective agencies. UNICEF said that scenes of carnage in Jabalia were horrific and appalling. Israel said that it had targeted underground infrastructure of Hamas, which collapsed and took down surrounding buildings with it. But Hamas claimed that Israel had hit apartment buildings in the area. The humanitarian cost of the Israel-Hamas war is high on both sides. Even Israel's allies in the West have been asking it to protect civilians in Gaza repeatedly. Now, these precision-guided bombs might help prevent collateral damage, especially since Israel also has troops on the ground in Gaza now who can help direct airstrikes more accurately.
This is me signing off now. If you have any queries, reach out to me at @PrasadAditi on X. This podcast was produced by Deeksha Chaurasia, edited by Sanju Abraham. Meet you in the next episode. Ciao.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.